On the Wealth of Nations by P.J. O'Rourke. Narrated by Michael Pritchard. Copyright 2007 by P.J. O'Rourke. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with Atlantic Monthly Press, an imprint of Grove Atlantic Incorporated, and was produced in the year 2007 by Tantor Media Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Chapter 1. An inquiry into the nature and causes of the wealth of nations. The Wealth of Nations is, without doubt, a book that changed the world. But it has been taking its time. 231 years after publication, Adam Smith's practical truths are only beginning to be absorbed in full. And where practical truths are most important, amid councils of the European Union, World Trade Organization, International Monetary Fund, British Parliament, and American Congress, the lessons of Adam Smith end up as often sunk as sinking in. Adam Smith's Simple Principles. Smith illuminated the mystery of economics in one flash. Consumption is the sole end and purpose of all production. There is no mystery. Smith took the meta out of the physics. Economics is our livelihood, and just that. The Wealth of Nations argues three basic principles, and, by plain thinking and plentiful examples, proves them. Even intellectuals should have no trouble understanding Smith's ideas. Economic progress depends upon a trinity of individual prerogatives: pursuit of self-interest, division of labor, and freedom of trade. There is nothing inherently wrong with the pursuit of self-interest. That was Smith's best insight. To a 21st-century reader, this hardly sounds like news. Or rather, it sounds like everything that's in the news. These days, altruism itself is proclaimed at the top of the altruist's lungs. Certainly, it's of interest to the self to be a celebrity. Bob Geldof has found a way to remain one. But for most of history, wisdom, beliefs, and mores demanded subjugation of ego, bridling of aspiration, and sacrifice of self, and, per Abraham with Isaac, of family members, if you could catch them. This meekness, like Adam Smith's production, had an end and purpose. Most people enjoyed no control over their material circumstances, or even, if they were slaves or serfs, their material persons. In the doghouse of ancient and medieval existence.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?